I had only planned a brief stay in Ashcombe Underwold, a quiet village tucked between the hills and the slow-winding river. The innkeeper had promised roaring fires, hearty meals, and absolutely no excitement of any kind. Naturally, that promise lasted all of 12 hours. For on my first morning, just as the church clock chimed 10, a young constable burst into the inn with a pale face and the extraordinary announcement that Mrs. Pennington, known for her begonias and even more so for her sharp opinions, had been found dead in her garden. I followed the commotion to her cottage, where Inspector Bernard Doyle was already at work. Tall, broad-shouldered, and with a coat that looked perpetually wet from recent rain, he surveyed the scene with a seriousness that could curdle milk. "No forced entry?" Doyle muttered. "No signs of a fall? And no reason at all for her to be lying face down in a flower bed at 9:30? He paused, examining the ground. "Footprints. One set. Not hers." Before I could ask a question, Reverend Cyril Clayton appeared, hat crooked, spectacles smudged, and an expression of keen, unapologetic curiosity.
I say, Bernard, I've just had a word with Mrs. Larking next door. Claims she heard voices around 8:30. Raised ones, too. Not the sort you'd use for polite conversation."
He leaned closer to us.
"And she mentioned something else. The back gate was open. Mrs. Pennington would never leave that gate open. Her begonias were her pride and joy."
The inspector shot him a look somewhere between irritation and resignation. The vicar had a talent for gathering information long before the police arrived. Together we followed the single trail of footprints around the garden, past the half-hidden shed, and all the way to a small patch of flattened grass behind the hedge. Doyle said, "Someone was watching her. Standing here. Waiting." A chill settled over the garden. Ashcombe Underwold, with its tidy lanes and cheerful cottages, suddenly felt a very different place. Between the footprints, the open gate, and rumours of a missing silver brooch Mrs. Pennington treasured, it was clear this was no simple tragedy. And as Doyle straightened up, and the vicar polishing his spectacles in anticipation, I had the distinct feeling that the peaceful village I'd planned to relax in was about to reveal far more secrets than its quaint appearance suggested.